Father, bless these words to our hearts and give us a rich portion in Jesus' name. Turn with me, please, to Exodus chapter 3. Starting in verse 1, the Word of God says, "Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him." Whenever the Bible says the angel, definite article, it's talking about a Christophany, it's Christ. It's not any angel, it is Christ. "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, 'I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn.' So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, 'Moses, Moses.' And he said, 'Here I am.' Then he said, 'Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover,' he said, 'I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, 'I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt. And I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land, from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them.'" Moses was not saved at this point. This was his point of salvation. Moses did not recognize God when he saw him because he had no life experience with God. Nor could Moses recognize the voice of God. God had to speak to him and tell him who he was, because he had no experience listening to God prior to that time. By the way, as young believers often do, you may have trouble recognizing the voice of God. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Just continue, and with time and experience with God, you will learn to recognize His voice. When Moses was more mature as a believer, then he spoke to God face to face as a man speaks with his friend. We'll get there too. So if you are someone who does not know when you are hearing or not hearing the voice of God, don't worry about it. God will teach you how to hear. Moses was in the wilderness after he had run out of Egypt. Now, there was an interesting thing about this wilderness experience. Moses received a call. And God called him, and he went to Horeb, and God called him. When God calls, you do not say, what do you want me to do? There is a tendency sometimes for believers to say, God, what do you want me to do? You have called me, what do you want me to do? That's the wrong answer. When God calls, you say what Moses said or what Samuel said, "Here am I." What Isaiah said, "Here am I." This is the response to the call of God. Here am I. not what do you want me to do. If I answer God with what do you want me to do, in fact, I'm answering Him with some presumption. So I simply say, essentially, yes, God. Moses, yes, God. Here I am, I'm listening, here I am. Yes, God. And then something happened. He said, draw not near to this place. Don't come closer. He said, take your sandals off your feet. For the place where you stand is holy ground. Moses did not know he was on holy ground. Because Moses was not accustomed to being on holy ground. Now, the important thing for me as a believer to recognize here is that it wasn't God who said, God didn't say, I am a holy God. Take your sandals off your feet, I am a holy God. That was not the statement. He said, take your sandals off your feet, this is holy ground. How did ground ever become holy? It's very simple. God was there. It was just dirt, but it was dirt where God was. And so the ground became holy. And God did not want, even in a physical place, for Moses to know it in a natural way. And so God said, take your sandals off your feet, Moses. You're on holy ground. You're on something that has been set apart for my purpose and my service. This is holy ground. You're on something that is not common, Moses. You're on something that I have ordained, that I had planned from the foundation of the world, and that has my presence there. You're on holy ground. Take your sandals off your feet. Moses, never approach holy ground and keep away from it so long as you are approaching in a natural mentality with a natural provision. There's something about sandals that we believers like. We say it's going to protect our feet. And God says, take your sandals off. Don't try to protect your feet in the natural realm. Come into contact with that which is holy. You see, if God is there, if God is in it, if God is present, it's holy ground. And so long as I am on holy ground, God can give me a call. And so long as I am in holy ground, God can give me a purpose. And so long as I am on holy ground, God can give me a promise. And so long as I am on holy ground, I have the presence of God. Take your sandals off your feet. You're on holy ground. Do you recognize holy ground in your life? I dare say most believers do not. But do you recognize holy ground? Do you recognize the presence of God? Do you recognize when God is between you and somebody else, that it is God that is present? Do you consider the call on your life to be holy or common? Moses thought that the ground was common. God told him to stay away. Then he said, Moses, essentially sanctify, be sanctified. And then you can enter the holy ground. In your relationships within your family, do you realize that you are on holy ground? That living in your family, because you are in Christ, living in your family is a holy thing. Do Do you recognize that the interaction that parents have with children or children have with parents, albeit it may not always be ideal, it is a holy interaction. Do you have sandals on your feet in your families? Do you approach them with natural thinking, natural reasoning? Or do you approach them with the mind of God? Do you approach them with your own natural personality? Or do you approach them with God's character? You're on holy ground. When you speak to another person soul winning, do you recognize that you are on holy ground? When you speak to another person not soul winning, do you recognize that you are on holy ground? Because Christ is surrounding all of you. There is no part of you that is not in Christ. And so long as God is present, the ground is holy. Do you recognize that as you are sitting in church, that you are on holy ground? Do you recognize that being there is holy? That there is an eternal purpose with an eternal reward? When I see a lot of people missing in church, I wonder to myself, do you recognize the holy value of what you are missing? Are you really honestly going to tell me that you are satisfied trading the eternal for that which is temporal? Are you really satisfied with eternal loss over eternal reward? Do you recognize holy ground when you see it? Well, it wasn't convenient. It's not holy, is it? I had something better. I had a sniffle. Well, it's not holy, is it? Take the shoes off your feet. You're on holy ground. The interactions within the body of Christ, do you recognize that they are holy? Do you recognize that the people you speak to that are believers, especially in your local assembly, because that is the joint that supplies to you, do you recognize that that is holy? Do you recognize that as you are speaking to someone, that that person has Christ between you and them? And that whatever you say to that other person, whatever you do with that other person, the way you even look at them, you are doing that first to the Savior? How many people within the body of Christ, and I think we have a pretty good body this way, but how many people in the body of Christ will dare to criticize or be negative or speak a cutting word to another body member? Did you really mean to do that to God? Or were you familiar with His presence? Did you really mean to do that before Him? Because He is there and He is watching. Did you recognize what you have said to your Savior in familiarity with His presence, thinking you were simply speaking to a mortal person who has an immortal soul? Do you recognize in your lives that all things are holy? How can all things be holy? Well, I'll tell you how. If you can somehow find a zipper, pull it down, step out of the body of Christ, step out from being in Christ, then maybe things won't be holy. But He's not a coat. He is God. Do you recognize when you are on holy ground? Do you see the function of the ministry as holy? Albeit perhaps we are not large, it is holy. Or are you familiar with the presence of God? What is holy ground in your life and what is not? Do you see your own life as being holy? What is holy ground in your life and what is not? Don't approach anyone as though it's not holy. Don't approach anything as though it's not holy. It's all holy. So long as God's presence is there, you are on holy ground. How do I get away from the presence of God? Didn't the psalmist say, "Where shall I hide from your spirit?" I can't hide from God. So my life, whether I realize it or not, whether I believe it or not, whether I like it or not, whether I accept it or not, does not amount to a hill of beans of difference. The ground is holy. Whether I have reverence for where I am and who I am and what I am and what I am doing, because I have reverence for God, it is still holy. Those of you who are children living in a family, do you recognize that the interaction that you have with your parents is holy interaction? Or are you familiar with God's presence there? Those of you who are parents living in a family, do you recognize that that which you have as stewardship of God's people, do you recognize that as being holy? Those of you who are in the body, do you recognize that it is a holy body? Those of you who have a call, do you recognize it as a holy calling? Or is it common to you? If it's common to you, you're wearing sandals. God says, get away. Take your sandals off your feet. You're on holy ground. Enter being touched by the presence of God. You're on holy ground. I remember Pastor Stevens, when people didn't recognize that they were on holy ground, he wouldn't talk to them. He'd literally, physically push them away at times. They'd try to give him a hand, he'd just slap it away. If they were not humble, they would be offended. But he knew he was on holy ground, whether they knew it or not. Do you know you're on holy ground? How much of our lives is spent not recognizing this utterly crucial reality? You see, when Moses recognized he was on holy ground, Moses entered into a call. And it wasn't the details of what he was doing. It was the holy ground. I can do the same thing in a call as out. But in one it's holy and the other is common. It is the holy that will be recognized in heaven, not the common. Because nothing that is not holy will even be in heaven. Do you know you're on holy ground? When you get up in the morning and you face the day, do you acknowledge the fact that you're on holy ground and take your sandals off? Do you acknowledge that what you do before God and He is there? If you do, you have a great source. If you do not, you have no source. Do you recognize that the details of your life are holy? Going shopping for your family is holy. Going to school, driving in the car as you are going to school is holy. How in the world is that holy? God is there. And God wants to say something to you. And God wants to have fellowship with you. And God wants to have communion with you. And God wants to have something where there's an exchange with you, where He can get a friendship and a relationship that's not just a word, but a reality. God is there. As you're sitting in your class or you're sitting on your job and you're just doing the thing that you do to go through that class or that job, do you recognize that that is holy before God because God is there? Here's another one. If you're going through the trial of your faith, do you recognize that your trial is holy? If you're married, do you recognize that that relationship is holy? How many married couples say things that are very cutting because they are familiar with God's presence and therefore familiar with the other person, rather than recognizing that this person is holy and given to me by God? And that's not true just in marriage. That's the truth in all of our relationships. This person is holy and given to me by God. Do you know when you're on holy ground? The problem we Christians have is we wear sandals and we try to get on holy ground and God won't let us. So long as there are sandals on my feet, I'm not on holy ground. So long as I'm trying to do things with a natural mindset, so long as I'm relying on a natural provision, so long as I'm thinking with natural thinking, I'm not on holy ground. Because God's presence is not something that's a part of my life at that time. Where is God present? There's only really, if I believe what He says, one place where He is not. Funny how when I get off holy ground by wearing sandals, I'm having fellowship with the place where He is not present. Do you know you're on holy ground? If you're living on holy ground, you don't have to try to enter a call. You just do. If you're living on holy ground, you don't have to try to hear from God. He just speaks to you. If you're living on holy ground, you don't have to wonder what you'll do. God will tell you. Do you know you're on holy ground? In John chapter 17, the Word of God says in verse 16, "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world." Do you know that you are sent? Because if you are on holy ground, you will know that you are sent. And what is it that makes your life holy? And what is it that gives you the realization and understanding of holy ground? Isn't it the word? Isn't it the Word of God that defines my life? Isn't this how it works? Isn't the Word of God that which separates me from the world and gives me an experience of life that is an experience of continuous holy ground? Isn't it the Word of God that takes the common and makes it sacred? It was just dirt. And God said, "This dirt is holy." What is just dirt in your life? What is it that hasn't been sanctified according to truth in your life? You live on holy ground. Never be familiar with the presence of God. And that's not a vague concept. You may have a vague understanding, but the concept is concrete. What does that mean? That means I'm not familiar with the fact that Christ is between you and me. I'm not familiar with the fact that my life has a call and a purpose. I'm not familiar with the fact that as a parent I am a steward. And I'm not familiar with the fact that as a child my parents are a gift from God to be my covering and my teachers. I'm not familiar with the fact that God is there no matter what I am doing. I don't get familiar with that fact. And even if my parents are not saved, they are still a provision, and the union that a family has is ordained by God as an institution, even if the individuals in that family are not of the same kingdom. And yes, the kingdom comes first, but the institution gets its due respect. Do you walk on holy ground? Or is it all common to you? How many people will murmur, get the sandals off your feet, because otherwise God says, get away. You're on holy ground. How many people will be unkind? Get the sandals off your feet. God says, you're on holy ground. How many people will say unkind things? How many people will criticize? Get this one. How many people will exchange fact for truth? They trade away the truth because they think they can point to a fact, and they are utterly deceived. See, the tree was in fact the most beautiful in the garden. Never trade truth for what you think is your fact. Your fact will last all of about 3 nanoseconds. Can you imagine if people lived according to truth? How that would revolutionize pretty much every relationship they had? But instead, they see it as common. And so they're not willing to live in truth. They just see dirt. Your dirt is sanctified by God. Be careful how you treat holy ground. If you're wearing your sandals, God doesn't want you near it. Uzzah found that out the difficult way in 1 Chronicles 13. Uzzah didn't realize that it was not just a golden box. Uzzah didn't realize that it was just not this thing with some rocks in it that had something written on it and a stick. Uzzah did not realize what he was dealing with when he was dealing on holy ground. That he was actually dealing with the presence of God. Holy ground is wherever God is present. That's what makes it holy. And presence of God is not a feeling. Presence of God is a reality. And whether I feel it or not, the believer is in Christ and God is present. How do we dare touch another? How do we dare relate to our circumstances? How do we dare consider? Do you dare to touch which is holy? Get the sandals off your feet. Take away the natural thinking. Take away the natural responses. Take away the natural everything. You're on holy ground. You're on holy ground. If you want to draw near to God, it's going to be on holy ground. Because everything He touches is holy. Don't ever think to yourself, this is just fill in the blank. God is there. so long as you are there, God is there. It's not just anything. Sanctify according to God's word. You may be in the world, but you're not of the world. Don't get it confused. Sanctify according to His word. See, in Titus 1:15 it says, to the pure all things are pure. Why? Why is a person pure? Because they're on holy ground. And so long as I am on holy ground, sanctified by truth, everything to me is holy. So tell me something. If you could see the Savior physically in front of you, what would you do or say? How would you touch Him? How would you speak to Him? Would you speak the way that you do in your homes or with your friends or on the job or at school? Or would it be a little bit different? Get the sandals off your feet. You're on holy ground. Would you say to your parents or your children or your spouse or your friends, would you say that to the Savior also? Would the attitude that you possess, would that be your attitude talking to Him face to face? How do you think you'll address Him when you see Him as He stands from the throne and welcomes you home? Or as you're in front of Him before the Bema seat? How do you think you're going to address Him? Will it be with attitude? Or will you realize that this is a holy God and you're on holy ground? Well, I've got news for you. If any man be in Christ, in Christ. Do you get that? In Christ. You see another person. You're looking at the Savior. Why do you think Jesus said, whatsoever you've done to the least of these, you've done it unto me? They didn't know they were on holy ground. They didn't get it. Do you? Do you get it when you're on holy ground? I've got news for you. So long as you are breathing and beyond, you're on holy ground. We need to wake up to that. Because otherwise, God says, get away. I want no fellowship apart from the holy. So He says, get away. Take the sandals off your feet in everything you do and with everyone you talk to. Take the sandals off your feet with every thought you have. Because you can't get away from the holy ground. God is there. Before, and some of you who have a weakness in this, and I know there's people in this room, I'm not thinking of anybody in particular, but I know there's people in this room, there's people like this everywhere, and lots of them. Somebody who has a weakness, if you have a weakness with speaking to people in a way that you ought not, in other words, you wouldn't talk to the Savior that way if He was there face to face. I got news for you, He is. Remember before you open your mouths or before you do something, the Savior is the one who's watching in your face. Do you know what I mean by that? He is immediately there. He is immediately present. And whatever it is that you're doing, or whatever it is that you're saying it to Him. And I don't care if it's big or small, if it's a stranger or a friend, if it's family or otherwise. You're saying it to Him and you're doing it unto Him. I don't care if you're washing dishes or if you're preaching the gospel. It's all holy ground. Amen?